Lift those hands. In the name of Jesus, lift your heart. Lift your heart. Whisper that name, Jesus.
The fire of the Holy Ghost is burning here right now. The fire.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Be seated in the presence of the Lord in your kind.
Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Let it fire from the throne, let it flow.
Please, you can sit down in Jesus' precious name.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it fire from the throne, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow,
let it fire from the throne, let it flow.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24. For the Lord thy God. Thanks ushers for work done. And if there is any other person still outside, ensure that they are in. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Subject is consuming fire. The objective is understanding our God of fire. That is number one. And then understanding the assignment of his fire. And then understanding the requirements of the fire. I thought I saw a fire background just. Beloved, there is a dimension of God that the world is yet to fully understand. It is called the fire dimension. But in this last day, in this end time, we shall both understand and experience the fullness of our consuming fire. Shatabala. The critical thing tonight, by way of introduction and understanding our God of fire, is that the essential nature of God is fire. And we're going to look at various scriptures. We just saw Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. And then he said, the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. The Lord our God is, verse 9, chapter 9, verse 3. The Lord our God
Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them. He shall destroy them. And he shall bring them down before thy face. So shall thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. We serve the God who is a consuming fire. And I can assure you by the mantle of fire tonight that this God of fire shall destroy some demons in this country, and devils in your family, and devils in your community. If you are a believer, you shout the loudest, amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and in verse 29, he still talks about the consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Everywhere you see our God, his nature, his character, his substance is fire. Exodus chapter 19 verse 18, when he descended on the Mount Sinai, the Bible said, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Yeah? Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly because of Bada just landed and he arrived in fire. He arrived like a volcano. I don't know who is here tonight, but I am here anointed to prophesy that Jehovah is about to arrive in your life, arrive in your family, arrive in our nation, arrive for the church in fire. Somebody shout fire. He descended on Mount Sinai in fire. In the book of Exodus and in chapter 24, and in verse 17, we are seeing more of his fire dimension. The Bible said, when God arrived, he said, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. When he arrived, what they saw was fire. Instead of seeing a person, they saw fire. We shall experience that fire here tonight. We shall experience that fire here tonight. We shall experience that fire here tonight. In Isaiah chapter 31 and in verse 9, talking about the presence of God in Zion, he said that he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace is in Jerusalem. His fire is in the church. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. And he said, if I am there, then fire is there. Whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace is in Jerusalem. There is somebody here who is going to have a fire encounter. There is about to be a fire encounter. Some witches will experience a fire encounter tonight. Some demons in Nigeria will experience a fire encounter tonight. Some altars of darkness will experience a fire encounter tonight. If you are saying amen, scream it like a believer. Masha toke lede brother kazagadala. Leperete sete fita kazagala. In Isaiah chapter 33 and in verse 14 all the way to verse 16. He said the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who shall dwell with Jehovah? That is the one he called the devouring fire. Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? Then he answers, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given to him, and his waters shall be sure.
Why? Because he's dwelling with the devouring fire. He's dwelling with the consuming fire. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is that fire we came to experience tonight. You will experience it. Your family will experience it. Our nature will experience it. The church will experience it. And if you are saying amen, you will say amen like a believer. We are dealing with the fact that the essential nature of our God is fire. In Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 5. Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 5. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Jehovah himself covering Zion is called the flaming fire. The flaming fire by night. You move beyond that and you go to Isaiah chapter 31. Okay, we've read Isaiah chapter 31 verse 9. You move over now to Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 5. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. You say, I said the Lord, I am fire, I am fire. I said the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about. And will be the glory in the midst of her. I am fire. Essentially fire. I carry out the assignments of fire. Beloved, Jehovah God, the consuming fire, will manifest as fire in your life tonight, in our families tonight, in our nation tonight. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. In Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, he described to us the Ancient of Days. He said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. The one who is ancient but not aged. He sat. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame. It takes fire to sit on fire. And his wheels as a burning fire. A fiery stream. That is a stream of fire. That is in that water, in that river. Instead of water, what is flowing is fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands. That is a million angels ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000. 0000. That is one with 8 zeros behind. That is 100 million angels stood before him and ministered around him. That is how few the company around him was. But the critical thing is, he sat on fire and fire issued from his presence. Am I speaking to somebody here? You are dealing with a God of fire. You are dealing with a master of fire. You are about to experience his fire in your life. Shout the loudest amen. And then he showed us Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 1. And in verse 15, all the way to verse 18. He said, and his feet, that is Jesus, was like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice, as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the fire, the sun, shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Ay, 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 ay. I am he that liveth, although I was dead. And behold, now I am alive forever. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Omnipotent reigner. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
See it one more time.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God. Omnipotent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, like God, oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
What is the assignment of this fire? Our God, the consuming fire, deploys his fire in what direction? Number one, this fire, number one, is fire of purification. His fire is multidimensional in manifestation. And what are the dimensions? One, fire of purification. In Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 3. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Numbers chapter 31, verse 22, the B part. Only the gold and the silver and the brass, the iron, the tin and the lead. Everything, verse 23, that may abide the fire, you shall make it go through the fire and it shall be clean. Make it go through the fire and it shall be clean. Make it go through the fire. Every trace of impurity in your body, whether it's an impurity of disease, or an impurity of iniquity, or an impurity of bondage, tonight it shall be purified by fire. It shall be uprooted and deleted by fire. If you are saying amen, shout the louder amen. Fire of purification. Number two is fire of empowerment. When fire comes, power comes. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 1, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You remember that in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 all the way to verse 5, it was at the fire of the burning bush that Moses was anointed. There is somebody who is about to shift to a higher realm of power tonight. That amen is not a good one. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Somebody is shifting to a higher realm of power by fire tonight. If you are the one, shout the loudness, amen. One is fire of purification. Two is fire of empowerment. Three is fire of direction. Exodus chapter 13 verse 21. The Lord went before them. And the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way. And by night in a pillar of fire to give them the light to go by day and by night. Is fire of direction. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 12 reiterates that God, moreover, now leadeth them in the day by a cloudy pillar and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. In the way wherein they should go. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 14, we also saw how God led them by the pillar of fire. The pillar of fire by day. Sorry, the pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. After this night of fire, somebody who is trusting God for a particular direction, a strategic direction, ministry direction, career direction, destiny direction, marital direction, I prophesy direction is released for you by the agency of the fire. By the agency of the fire. By the agency of the fire. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Number four. Fire of speedy intervention. Speedy intervention. Speedy. Intervention by speed. The God that answers by fire means the God that answers with speed. The God who answers at the speed of light. Let him be God. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 24 and 25. Call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. A God that answered by fire. And in verse 38, he answered them by fire. And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, after David offended God, he erected an altar and offered a sacrifice. In verse 26, and the fire fell. 1 Chronicles. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon that altar of burnt offering. He answered him from heaven by fire. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. When Solomon was dedicating the temple of Solomon, when he prayed, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. I am anointed tonight by an apostolic and a prophetic mantle of fire to declare and decree to somebody, that thing you've been expecting and trusting God for is going to happen in a hurry. Happen in a hurry. Happen speedily. Happen expeditiously. That is why people play with God. But this end time, God is about to show himself. And this second half of 2021. Hola, hola. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. Take your seat and let us begin to look at some dangerous scriptures. In the book of Exodus chapter 24 verse 17. Exodus 24 17. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like fire that devours. Jehovah has a fire and the fire devours. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 27. Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 27. He said, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from afar, burning with his anger. And the burden thereof is heavy. The lips of God are full of indignation. And his tongue is a devouring fire. So when he speaks fire. Look at verse 30. Mahashako Bagadagalaya. Beshotafrat. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. And he shall show the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger. And the anger follows with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstone. Hear me today. Every gathering against your family, against your life, against my life, against the church, against the body of Christ, against the nation Nigeria, in this season, by fire they shall be scattered. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. By fire they shall be scattered. By by fire they shall be scattered. Take your seat. You know what happened to Aaron's sons? What is about to happen will not spare relations. Relations that want to try the power of God. Relations that want to place God in your life. Relations that want to use another power to challenge the power of God. Occultic relations, witchcraft relations, diabolic relations. In the book of Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, and Nadab and Abihu, these are the two sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, they took either of them, his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire, diabolic, occultic, or another fire, before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Then the consuming fire came when he heard that there was a sacrifice. And as he arrived, he saw no sacrifice. He consumed the people that were available. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them. And they died in front of the Lord. And the Lord warned their father, you shall shed no tears. You cannot cry because you are the high priest. Any relation that has turned into a devil and they have decided not to repent, in this season they shall be laid to rest. Any mother, father, brother, sister that says you shouldn't be who God wants you to be, you shouldn't reach where God wants you to reach. They shall be devoured by fire in this season. All those who claim to own Nigeria, they will be dying like flies. They will be dying like flies. Nadab and Abihu, offering strange fire, represents false altar. They were offering what is not commanded, what is not scriptural, what is not of God. In this season, there will be drastic judgment on altars that are not real. Altars of lying wonders. Altars of false apostolic, false prophetic, false teaching, false ministry in this land, in this nation, in this territory, they shall be silenced forever. They shall be uncovered and they shall be ruined and destroyed. Somebody shout, fire!
Allah, 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 Allah. Ola ola ola
ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola ola.
The number of times that God used fire to settle matters in scripture, it will shock you. In Numbers chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, Numbers chapter 11,
verse 1 to 3. And when the people complained, when the people, they were murmuring against Moses, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them. They were murmuring, they were complaining. And consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. Go on. And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt. That is, you people are talking too much. Take fire.
Hey! Somebody say, witches, take fire. Occultic powers, take fire. Ancestral curses, take fire. Generational altars, take fire. Wicked men and women in Nigeria, take fire. I am here to announce to you that there is a sure, somebody say sure, there will be a sure supply of fire tonight. Sure distribution. As I am talking now, it is being distributed. It is being distributed in enemy camp. It is being distributed in enemy camp. If you believe that, say the loudest, say amen. Numbers chapter 16. You will be shocked the number of times fire answered and did its work in Bible. Numbers 16:28. Data, Korah and Abira. They said, Moses, who do you think you are? Are you the only one God can use? And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die, the common death of all men, or if they be visited, after the visitation of all men, then God has not sent me. If these people die normal, I am not called. The witches and the wizards troubling your life, and the occultic powers, and the wicked people in this nation, if they die normal, we have not been called. If they live out and fulfill their days, we are not serving God. You know what he said? But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain to them, and they go down fast into the pit, then you shall understand. You know, there are things people don't understand until terrible things happen. You shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah, and unto their goods. That's not enough. Oh. They and all that appertain to them went down alive into the pit, that is hell straight, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Keep going. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, in case the earth swallow us up also. Are you ready for verse 35? The other people that said, we support Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, see their end. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that supported them to offer incense. Be careful who you support. You may have collateral damage. You may have collateral damage. You may have spillover damage. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 250 people roasted, barbecued on the spot, suya rice. to this.
Now, in what God will do in your family and do in our nation, some people who will see the physical fire on their bodies.
We will see the fire mark on their bodies. We will see the fire mark on their bodies. Everybody challenging the authority of God in your life, in my life, the authority of God in our nation, in this season, as we cross into the second half of 2021, they shall experience.
Listen, those you think are not movable, they are about to be moved. I say that again. People you have imagined are not movable. It appears as if prayer has not been working against them. It appears as
they are even boasting and saying, pray any prayer you want to pray. Go to any church you want to go. Go to any pastor you want to go.
You are wasting your time.
Now, let me tell you, within the next few days, they shall know that power past power. Within the next few days, they shall know that their time is up in the land of the living. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise and take your seat.
Those you expected should have died long ago, they are about to die now.
Except they repent,
they are about to die. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 22 to 27. The passages under this one is the plaintiest. He said, for a fire is kindled in my anger, Jehovah talking, and it shall burn unto the lowest hell. That is, hell was a fire that God's anger set. And shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundation of the mountain. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows up. I will finish my arrows. I will finish my bullets on them. Did you see that? I will spend my arrows. I will spend my arrows. It's like all the missiles I have, I will finish it on top of them. They shall be burnt with hunger, devoured with the burning heat, bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 13. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High uttered his voice.
He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them.
And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his ministry.
Arrows are living here tonight.
That amen could be better.
Arrows are living here tonight. It will scatter the devil and his agents.
One day, some people came to look for Elijah. In 2 Kings chapter 1 and in verse 10. And Elijah answered, start from verse 9. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him. And behold, he sat on the top of an hill. And he spake unto him, thou man of God,
The king said, come down. I am commander. Platoon commander, battalion, whatever commander. King said, come down. This is his answer. And Elijah said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, let fire come down to reply you. And consumed thee with your feet. And there came down fire from heaven. The headquarter of that fire. The address of that fire was heaven. God supplied it. He just released a portion of his climate. Consumed 50. 51 people. The commander and his 50 men. It happened twice. One commander, another 50. That is 102 soldiers. Until the third one said, let my life be precious in your sight. That was what spared him. All those looking for your life. Stand up 1 minute and decree. Every devil looking for my life, you are roasted in this season. Open your mouth and pray. Roasted in this season. Looking for my life, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire. Every devil and their agents. Precious name. Lift up your voice and say, Father, today I decree every missile sent my way today, I command you, catch fire. Fire! Now! Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, everyone who has dug a pit for my life, fall into that pit now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and look at Psalm 11 and in verse 6. Psalm 11. Upon the wicked, he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone. A horrible tempest
He shall be the portion of their cup.
Is there anybody here who is aware of some wicked agents of the devil around your life? This shall be the portion of their cup. Shout the loudest, amen. Psalm 18, verse 6, all the way to verse 10. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ear. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wrong. Keep going. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Go ahead. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Verse 10. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Father, let your fire flow. Let your fire flow. Let your fire flow. Let your fire flow. And let it devour every agent of hell, every agent of darkness after my life. Let your fire flow in the name of Jesus. Psalm 46 verse 8. This will excite you. Psalm 46 verse 8. It says, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh walls to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. Mashato Baba. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. Hear this. Every equipment of war that has been arranged against your life, against my life, against your family, against my family, every equipment of war arranged against Nigeria, today they are set on fire. I said they are set on fire. I said they are set on fire. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 97, verse 3. Do you want more scriptures? The fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Ay, 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 ay. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the Holy. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. You see, the fire left him and burned his enemies. Every unrepentant enemy. Maybe this prophecy is for somebody on the gallery. Every unrepentant enemy of your life. Unrepentant enemy of Nigeria. Unrepentant enemy of the church. They shall experience the fire in this season. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout a louder, amen. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 17. Please sit down. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and he shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Thorns are the things that try to choke seed and choke tree and choke fruit. Anything the devil planted around your life, around our lives, around our family, around our nation, including the wicked headsmen, I decree they shall be roasted by fire. Everything, everything
Everything the devil has planted around you that does not belong. Every stranger in this country that is trying to destroy the destiny of Nigeria, catch fire. Catch fire. Be roasted by the judgment of fire. Somebody shout, fire!
Remain standing. Just stand on this. Stand and read this with me. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 6 to 7. This looked to me like Nigeria. The foot shall tread it down, even the foot of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is alright. Now, go forward. Let's see. Alright. Alright. Read this. Read this very loud. The inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Lift your voice and say, Father, release your judgment over our nation and let the inhabitants of our nation learn righteousness. Oh Lord, let them learn righteousness. Let them learn righteousness. Let them learn righteousness in the name of Jesus. Remain standing. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15 to 16.
This looks to me
like it pertains to us. Read it out loud. One, two, go. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. And the slayer of the Lord shall be what? As they will not repent, there will be many that will be slain. Lift your right hand and say, Father, contend by fire with the adversaries of my soul, of my life, of my family, of my destiny. Father, contend by fire. Contend by fire. Contend by fire. Contend by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Contend by fire. 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 In Jesus' name, Isaiah 29, 6 to 7. I want you to read it loud. Now, listen. He is talking to your enemies. The enemies of Nigeria. The enemies of our destiny. Read it again. 6 and 7. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with storm, and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. Verse 7. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Nigeria, call your name, that fight against Paul and Nature, call your family name, that fight against the Nature family, call the church, that fight against Dunamis, the body of Christ, even all that fight against Nigeria and her munition that distress Nigeria shall be what? As a dream of a night vision. Did you hear that?
Listen to this. All those who will not let this nation rest, very soon, they shall disappear like the dream. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. All those who will not let your family rest, they won't let your life rest. They won't let the church rest. Who will not let the body of Christ rest? I announce today, they shall disappear like a dream. How many of you have ever dreamt a dream that you could not remember? You try to remember it. Very soon, those who will not let us rest, we will never be able to remember them forever. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Shout a louder believer's amen. Look at your neighbor, say, they shall pass away like a dream. Say it to somebody, they shall pass away like a dream. They shall pass away like a dream. They shall pass away like a dream. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. Something is happening here tonight. Do you perceive it? Do you sense it? Those who claim or behave like they own us, they shall soon disappear like a dream. That amen can yet be better. That amen can yet be better. Lift your right and say, they shall pass away like a dream. 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 Micah chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. Look at it. I want everyone to read it together with me. One, two, go. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. Keep going. And the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cleft as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep plain. For the transgression of Jacob is all this. Verse 6. Therefore I will make Samaria as an heap of the field, and as the plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundations. That is, I will ruin them. Every satanic installation and structure standing against our nation, against your family, against your destiny, against your marriage, in this season, they shall be dissolved. Everyone and everything that says you should not get married in this life, today it is, they are demolished. Every structure that says you should not have your own children, in this season I prophesy, they are demolished. Somebody say louder, amen. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 18. And we shall be rounding up there. Everybody read it, one to go. Neither their silver. He's talking about all those who have so much money to sponsor terrorism in this nation and in the nation's watch. They have so much money to fuel evil.
so much money to cause oppression. Read it now.
Everybody read it, one to go. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's anger. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He shall make even a speedy riddance of all them, especially them of wickedness.
Somebody say speed. Say speed. Lift your right and say, Father, let their silver and their gold not be able to deliver them. Let their money fail. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. And lift your right and say, Father, let not their silver and their gold be able to deliver them. Father, the wicked who rely on their resources to cause wickedness, let their money fail. Let their resources fail. Let their power fail. Father, finish with them. Say it louder. Say, Father, finish with them. In this season, finish with them. Now, open your mouth and pray. Finish with them. Let their money fail them. Let their resources fail them. Let their money fail them. Let their resources fail them. Let their money fail them. Let their resources fail them. Let their money fail them. Let their resources fail them. Let their money fail them. Let their resources fail them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute and we're about to pray. What is the requirement for the fire? What are the requirements? Requirements for the fire. Number one is desperate desire. On the day of Pentecost, the people were desperate. Oh Lord, they were all in one accord, in one place. In desperate prayer, then the fire fell. Number two is prayer demand. The psalmist said he cried, and the Lord answered him and contended by fire. Prayer demand. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 24. Call on your God, and I will call on my God. The God that answered by fire, let him be God. Prayer demand. Father, in this season, I apply for the fire. For my life, for my family, for the church, for our nation. Prayer demand. Finally, third is a consecrated lifestyle. In Acts of the Apostles, they were separated. Separated from iniquity. Separated from ungodliness. Separated from impurity, and they gather together. You know, when you gather rubbish, the only fire that can come out of it is smoke. But if you need real fire, you must put away rubbish so that smoke does not rise. We're about to call on on God to answer us by fire.
We are going to demand fire. We are going to demand fire for our lives. A fire of consecration, of purification. The fire of empowerment. The fire of direction. The fire of speedy intervention. The fire of judgment for our lives, for our family, for the church, for this church, for our nation, Nigeria, or whichever nation you are here from. Anybody from any other country apart from Nigeria, wave your hand. Yes, that's right. God bless you. You are welcome. When we are praying for our nation, you can pray for your nation as well. We are going to make demand on this fire. But I want you to be desperate because things are about to happen. I want you to pray your heart out because things are about to happen. I want you to maintain that lifestyle of consecration. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Just worship it. It's not time to go out. Just be just a little bit patient. We'll soon be doing the fire service and then you can go. Don't miss out on this. Worship time. Breathing upon that message. Stepping into a climate for fire. It's not a time to go out. The only direction I want now is forward here. You are here today. And you want Jesus to be Lord of your life. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You heard all the testimonies. You saw what the fire of God can do. And you need Jesus to be Lord of your life. If you're on the gallery, you are inside anywhere you are, pick your Bible, pick your bags. Quickly come forward. Go ahead. I'll give you the count of 15. And I want you to be the first to come forward. Pastor,
I need this fire in my life. I need the fire of the Holy Ghost in my life. I need the fire of purification. I need the Lord to judge some devils around my life. And I want to be genuinely born again. I want my sins forgiven. I'll give you the count of seven. One. Two. Keep coming. Three. Don't be the last to come. Yes, I see people coming from everywhere. Rush, rush, run, 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 run. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming.
Lord, we wait on you.
Lord, we wait on you for you.
Lord, we wait on you.
There is something you are tied to. Pornography. Pornography. Incest. Masturbation. Lesbianism. Homosexuality. Gambling. Betting. Smoking. Drinking. Indian hemp. Something tied down your life. You want that chain broken. Quickly come forward here. Quickly. Stand up on your feet. Don't say I've come out before. Don't say I've given my life to Christ. You are bound by a lifestyle. You are bound by an addiction. Or you are backslid and you want to return back to God. I'll give you the count of seven. Alright, let me make it 15 because of distance. For those who will be coming from up the gallery. I want you to rush forward. I don't want to leave you. You are going to write that addiction on your paper as you set it on fire later. But before then you will come forward and say, I want to be free of this smoking, this drinking. This womanizing, this manizing, whatever it is, and quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of 15. One, addiction, any yoke that you need to break. Two, three. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. Four. Five.
Yeah.
Lord, welcome.
Lord,
Lord, we wait for.
Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life tonight. Jesus, make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help me to serve you. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. I decree the grace to live for God is released upon you. I decree you are not living here the same way. You will go forth and return with your testimony. In Jesus' name.